You're welcome back, and we're going to some news just into us, a development in the George Gibney case. Sean Whelan, our Washington correspondent, joins us. Sean, what can you tell us?
I can tell you that George Gibney has consented to being extradited to Ireland on foot of the warrants that were issued in Dublin for his arrest and charge. He was due to have a bail hearing tomorrow in court in Orlando. If you recall, he was arrested by police in Orlando on Tuesday, last Tuesday of last week, the 1st of July, on foot of that extradition warrant. He's been in detention since in the custody of the US Marshals. He had requested a bail hearing, which was set for tomorrow morning. The public, the US Attorney's Office had filed a memorandum to the court strongly arguing against any bail for George Gibney. The court had also ordered a public defender to be appointed to Mr. Gibney. The defender met with George Gibney on Tuesday of this week, and having gone through with him the government's case and memorandums, they agreed yesterday that he would be agreed to extradition. He would not contest the bail and detention conditions that have been placed on him already. And that request was, that filing was made yesterday and was made public this morning on the website of the US Courts Service. So as of now, we are waiting for a formal hearing, sorry, a formal submission, an affidavit of waiver, as they call it, for the extradition hearing, which will be filed as soon as possible, according to this document that's been filed by Fitzgerald Hall, who is the federal defender assigned to Mr. Gibney's case. But that is the situation now. George Gibney has agreed that he's not going to contest the bail conditions. He is not going to seek bail. He has agreed to continue detention in Orlando in Florida, and he has also, most importantly, agreed not to contest the extradition to Ireland. So it looks like he will be going back to Ireland to face the charges, that 79 charges, in fact, which have been filed against him.
Sean Whelan, thank you very much for joining us with that breaking news.